I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. We talk about ways to live with the seasons, and the seasons have changed, and we'll talk about other things. We'll talk mostly about, we've been carrying on a conversation that has been a continuing conversation about feng shui. It's an ancient Chinese art of organizing life, organizing your business, organizing everything that is a part of you. And we are talking about the baguas, and those are the various sections of a nine-section, it looks like, a tic-tac-toe board. And we've covered six of those baguas. But, as I said, feng shui is used by businesses. It's used by people of all types and all places. It's a worldwide phenomenon. And a lot of the major businesses in the United States utilize feng shui to organize their offices and their space, and also encourage their employees to utilize the same techniques at home. But again, it is Rhonda Reif who's joining me. Rhonda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
It is. We're going to talk about, I've got it on my, at least in my, looking at my colored map here, or colored tic-tac-toe board. We're in the lower right, the lower left corner. And mine says knowledge and self-cultivation. So this is where the learning, this is learning and expanding your mind. Is that right?
It is. And just a quick review for the listeners that are out there. You mentioned that it looks like a tic-tac-toe board. And you want to make sure that if you're doing this to your house, you superimpose that over the entire house and you divide the house into equal sections. So it may not go room by room. However, each room also has its bagua. So, for instance, if your house was 60 by 30, you would divide it into those little squares, or would be a square of 20 by 10. So you want to make sure that each one is like that, so it could encompass more than one room. And this one today, which I've always referred to it as wisdom and knowledge, but it also does do with the self-cultivation and the realization. It's the one you always, in the method we're talking about, you go by the front door. It's the front door black hat method. And there's a compass method, which is a lot more complex. So this one is just, you know, sort of like for beginners. It's what's immediate to the lower left-hand corner, wherever your front door would be. So your front door could be in the lower left-hand corner, but it's actually, as you're standing at the front door, it would be that corner to the left, that little bagua section to the left. And again, it is. It's about wisdom and knowledge. It's the number seven. So this is, you know, when you think about numbers, seven is sort of that, the number, it's the most prevalent number on the planet. It's God's number. It's a very spiritual number. It's the number that appears the most times in the Bible. And so it has a lot to do with this wisdom and knowledge and sort of like spirituality. It has a very strong spirituality component to it, that particular area of the home. So that might be a place that you want to set up like a little meditation room. Maybe that's where you go to read. Maybe that's where you want to write, but also it's excellent to do with books and things, anything you want to learn. That's where you want to set that up. So that would be like, maybe you want to learn about speaking a foreign language. That could be the place that you go and listen to the tapes that you're doing. Maybe you want to learn more about feng shui. So you might have, you know, books on feng shui there, or even a picture of the bagua, you know, whatever it is that you want to learn more about. If it's how to home can your vegetables before the last frost, any of those things, that's the area where it's going to have the strongest educational sort of focus. And again, you know, we talk about clutter and how clutter slows down the energy. So if you find that you've been having trouble making decisions, or your mind just isn't very focused or clear, take a look at that section in your house. Is there a lot of clutter there? Is it organized? Because this rules the mind. We also talk about what part of the body does each bagua go to. So it has to do with the mind and the brain. It also has to do with the hands, the arms, and the shoulders, and the back. So if you're having a lot of problems with your arms and shoulders and things, take a look at that area. You know, are there things in there that are broken that you should get rid of, things that you don't like that sort of register on you? Because that's how the feng shui works, is that, you know, you want to create balance and harmony in your environment so that the energy flows, but also so your subconscious mind isn't focusing on, oh, I've got all this laundry to do, or I clean this, or, oh, that stupid clock is broken. So there's, you know, there's a whole component of the energy to it, but then there's also sort of that scientific part that says, if you see all this clutter every day, it's going to, of course, affect your personality, your life, your mind, and everything else that's going on.
You know, what's interesting is that I spend most of my time in my house right in that particular part of the house. It's up in that particular corner. That's where music is. That's where I have stereo set up and I can listen to music of any sort. I can also, it's also where I do all, or pretty much all my reading. It's also where I will also set a laptop up and I can actually do radio station work right from that particular location. But whatever I'm going to do, whether it's listening to music, reading, if it's a matter of working on, that's where I do the budgets. I work on the household budget sitting right there as well. So it's sort of like, it definitely fits the profile of, I think, everything we were talking about, or what you just said.
And you'll find that you're intuitively drawn. You know, a lot of people say, oh, that's just, you know, kind of woo-woo baloney. And it's like, no, if you take a step back and you look, you will find that you gravitate to certain parts of your house or even certain parts of a room in your house. And you'll find that this sort of this energy, you'll be like, you know, I just feel better when I'm sitting in this corner if I want to read. It just seems like that. And then each Bagua has its own colors too. And so the colors of this area are blue and sort of black, gold and purple, because purple is not, you don't always find that in a lot of feng shui books, but I have found that also purple is there because of the spirituality component. And it has to deal with, you know, sort of if you think about a lot of churches and things, they have the white robes with the purple and the gold and all of that. So there's, you know, that's the colors there. So those are colors that you could use to enhance that particular area, to brighten it up, to bring that energy in and you know, kind of do that. So it's pretty interesting stuff. It really is how amazing that it registers our subconscious and we don't even realize that
there
we're
is
drawn
some,
to certain parts.
Yeah, there is something else. When I'm sitting in that particular area, I'm also sitting in an area while I'm doing whatever I'm doing, I'm able to look out the large picture window that we have that is right there behind the main sofa, which is in the career part, guess what? And but I can look over there. So I'm looking out at the world. I'm looking out at the sky. I'm looking out at the trees. I'm sort of got nature. So it's just a very comfortable place, but it's also a place where I do everything that I'm going to do that has anything to do with finance, anything to do with learning something new, anything to do with looking something up. So that's really, I guess what? It fits right in, at least to my life, and maybe I guess I was drawn there, or I don't know how I was drawn there, but I'm drawn there all the time.
Yes. Yeah, and all the things you're talking about require focus. And then, you know, really, nature is spiritual. You know, that is about looking at, you know, nature and what's natural, and again, it's going to create that sort of harmony in your mind. And so, there's a lot to it. And really, people should take a look and see where things are and, you know, what you would want to have in this particular corner. You know, like I said, this is a really good place for bookshelves or anything like mm-hmm. that.
If you wanted to, if somebody wanted to look at all of the Bagwas and look at a place, is there a place they can go online to do all of the, to find what they want to find or to see this tic-tac-toe board and to learn more information about this, Rhonda?
I think that they could just Google, you know, feng shui, Bagua, and there'd be a million different choices that would come up. You know, there's some books that are out there that are good. There's a feng shui for dummies, you know, different things like that. I mean, if they're interested in learning more, I teach classes in all of this stuff. It's not necessarily that I have one scheduled right at this moment, but if there was interest, people could certainly call me and we could do even a home consultation. I do them over the internet. You can send me, you know, pictures and I can give you an assessment, but I also teach classes too. So, you know, sometimes it just depends on what kind of learner you are. Are you somebody that can Google something and learn it? Or would you rather have, you know, instruction where you're doing sort of a one-on-one coaching kind of thing? So, but they could get a picture of the Bagua just by Googling feng shui.
I get, that's how I've got the pictures in front of me, but regardless, we talk about the changing of the seasons, and the season has changed since the last time. Well, actually, the season was just changing or just about to change. Now it has changed. We are definitely in fall, and it's one of my favorite seasons. It's most people's probably favorite season. The only thing I don't like about it is that winter is on its heels. Do you know what I mean?
I do, and it's interesting because it's my least favorite season. It is my absolute least favorite season. I don't like all the rain and the wetness and the humidity, but it's not hot, so you can't really run the air conditioner. You know, there's lots of allergies and pollen. And so, you know, I think it just kind of depends upon, you know, when you were born and what your zodiac sign is and how you relate to all of that. So, you know, I actually like fall less than I do winter. And like, I agree with you, you know, it's like, oh, and we were talking about how the Farmer's Almanac is predicting a really treacherous winter this year. So I think we're headed towards that. October has some interesting astrological things that are happening with, you know, we had the change of seasons. And so that relates to the Chinese medicine and how we need to get prepared. And then again, this winter is coming. There's some eclipses that are happening, and there's one that's happening in October. Now, Mercury did come out of retrograde, so that's really good news.
Yay.
For everybody. That happened, that happened at the beginning of October, so things should have shifted forward in communications and technology and travel. But there's an eclipse that's coming up this month, and then there's going to be a few more. And anytime there's an eclipse, it's a partial solar eclipse, and it's going to be in Scorpio. So when that happens, Scorpio is a sign about secretiveness. It can be sort of vengeful. So you're going to look at, there's going to be, and they're very intense in their emotions. You know, they don't necessarily let you know it right away, but boy, you know, you don't want to anger a Scorpio because they can ire and, you know, like the scorpion and come after you. So, that's what's going to happen with this eclipse because it's in Scorpio. And so you're going to find that secrets are going to be revealed. There's going to be a time that you're going to have trust issues. It might have to deal with a lot of unexpressed grief coming up. It's going to be sort of a transformational time. The energy is going to make it to where there's a lot of intensity, a lot of emotional intensity. And, you know, it's already started. Excuse me. It's already started. And we're seeing that around the world. You know, we're seeing what's going on with the Ukraine,
yeah.
Also the women in Iran. You know, there's all of these things that are happening in this emotional intensity. So when you think about it, it's these eclipses start to trigger people. It affects emotions because we're so much water. And, you know, we're just like the ocean. The moon affects the tide in the ocean. Of course, it's going to have an effect on us, and the eclipses are the same way. So that's just something to kind of keep in mind. If all of a sudden you're finding that you're getting a little irritated here coming up towards the end of October, it's probably because you're feeling those effects of the eclipse and also getting ready for that transition into winter. So right now in Chinese medicine, we are in the season of lung and colon. And so you're going to start to notice that this is when there's more respiratory things that are going on. This is going to carry through until about the 21st of December. So this definitely is going to be that time when we're looking at flu season or anything respiratory. Could be the stomach flu, you know, affecting the colon. And so, you know, the time of day starts around 5 a.m. and goes to 7 for lungs, and then it goes into the colon. So, you know, those are going to be the times of days when you're going to notice either your strongest thing or the weakest thing dealing with lungs or lung issues. And again, lungs deal with grief. So here we are with this and the eclipse and all of this kind of stuff. So it's going to be a time coming up in this next, you know, couple of months where it deals with self-reflection, taking a look at yourself, a look at your life, and kind of letting go of things that you don't really think fit in your life anymore so that you can allow new things to come in. So it's kind of a letting go process as we're winding down the year and getting ready to start a new year.
All right. It is Rhonda Reif. Rhonda, if they want more information, it's just RhondaReif.com, isn't it?
It's RhondaReif.com. Super easy. You can click on there and find me on LinkedIn or Facebook, or you can email me. You can sign up for my email list. You know, get on my list of things with that, too. My phone number's on there, but in case you're not, you know, somebody who does the internet, you can always give me a call at 319-752-0175.
All right. Rhonda Reif. Again, RhondaReif.com, RhondaReif.com. Rhonda, have a great month of October. We'll see you in November.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.